When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bingetown, how we feeling today? It's your boy Dave, and I'm joined by the OG anime squad of Alki and Kyle. It's business as usual as we continue our coverage of the hit Korean webtoon anime adaptation, Solo Leveling, with episodes 4 and 5, titled I've Gotta Get Stronger and A Pretty Good Deal, respectively. I think it's pretty safe to say that we are officially in the good times. You know how Andy from The Office says, you know, how do you know when you're in the good times? I think right now I can just let the audience know we're officially in the good times. Now that Sung Jin-woo has his updated look, we are fully in the thick of it. Episode 4 I thought was incredible. Episode 5 kind of sets us up with what's going to be nothing but badassery going forward. So just real quick thoughts on the episodes for you two.
First of all, beautiful introduction there, David. But I think we're almost at the good times.
Okay.
We're getting there. One more day, one more episode.
I think one more episode too. I'll agree with that.
I can't believe the way.
What a dick tease.
I'm like, dude. Yeah. First of all, four was great. The grinding was great. And I remember in like our first or second recording, I was like, man, the animation, whatever. I was being a little bitch, to be honest. But then, dude, they turned it up. It's so good. This has so much potential. Like, I already knew this, and now it's like refueled my feelings. My goodness. We're in for such a good ride, man. Like 4 and 5, the grinding that I felt, reading the grinding when I was reading it, how excited I was getting to see him get stronger, more intelligent, improve physically. I was like loving that while reading it, and I'm experiencing it all over again while watching, and it's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of the source material, I was able to go back and read the chapters for these episodes, and it's pretty close to a carbon copy one-to-one. There's some things, and I believe it's episode 5, I want to say, that don't really, they're just maybe in like a different order of things, but it just looks good. The vibe is there. Every reaction that I watch of people watching it are so fucking hype, especially episode, like at the end of episode 4 when he's just barehanded, you know, the demon, the snake. And then getting into episode 5, the start, and he's ripped now, and everyone's like, oh, my boy. And it's just like, these are all the emotions we felt reading it for the first time. So it feels pretty perfect, honestly.
Yeah, I'm so happy that everyone is now on the train of this. I mean, we even have a couple of friends IRL who have never read the source material before and are just now experiencing it for the first time. We've been trying to sell it to any one of our friends that watches anime and hasn't read the manga yet. Looking at you, Kui, if you're listening to this, so hop on it. But Kyrie is actually one of our other friends. Kyrie got so invested after the second episode, I think it was, that he just immediately started to read it, which I don't blame him.
Which is so cool. Like, that gives me so much hope for this anime without even watching anything. Like, even if I had never watched it, for him to have that reaction, that's reactions I've had for other anime. And if he felt that way, that means it's A+. So,
yeah.
When I'm going back to read today, a lot of the comments and all the chapters are saying, like, I just like finished episode 4 and couldn't not just start reading all this kind of stuff. So the comments on chapters are full of new people too, which is great.
I'm sure I'm sure each week the amount of readers is going to go up. I'm sure after episode 5, people were like, okay, just get
biggest cliffhanger. It's like, all right, where's the, I literally almost started reading chapters afterwards and I was like, I'm going to try to stop. So
yeah. All right, let's get into it. So we open with episode 4. Sung Jin-woo is continuing his fight with the steel fanged Lycan from the last episode. And just really quickly, just revealing just how strong he's actually gotten from boosting his strength stat, as we see him kind of tossing around the Lycan a little bit, still struggling, but we do see the progress that he's made here. It's not until he realizes that he has the sword that Mr. Kim gave him back from episode 2, I believe it was, which he then uses to easily take out the Lycan. And at this point, the Lycan, I don't think, is a big deal at all for Sung Jin-woo. It's just a low-level monster.
Well, they're still orange at this point.
Yeah, and even though they're still orange, I mean,
one.
Yeah.
It's a different story, because then, you know, the one that ran away comes back and there's just an absolute horde of them, which he dices to pieces.
The one thing that we'll bring up here is after he beats the first Lycan, I believe he levels up one time. And I guess he beats a few more, but either way, we got a quick scene here of him explaining the leveling up mechanics, and it's just leveling up grants +1 to all of his stats. So it's just a more effective way of getting stronger rather than just focusing on the daily quests. The daily quests reward you with 3 points afterwards, after completion, whereas leveling up just grants you an automatic 5. So definitely a more efficient way of doing this. One other important thing to note is that killing beasts in these dungeons generate items rather than essence stones. And we also get a glimpse of the shop, which Sung Jinwoo is still too low leveled to have access to, but he does sell a couple of the Lycan fangs for a couple bucks here and there.
One thing too that I noticed after I read was the screens look a little different, and in the webtoon there's abilities that he has and they just don't show up in this one so far. I tried to pause the screen as much as I could to look. They're just not there. The information in terms of statistics is all the same, but in the webtoon, and this is not a spoiler, he has like active skills, like sprinting is like a level 1 spell for him.
I forgot
he has
about
passive
that.
Skills that one is like muscularity level 1, and then there's a more spoilery one type of deal. So
he might have just never clicked like the advanced settings in the anime yet.
Yeah, I'm just curious of if they'll just wait to kind of explain them or what the deal is with that. It was just one difference that I noticed. Okay. I don't think it's a big deal at all, but
sprint. Thank you.
If they do get into it, sprint is definitely the goat early on. I feel like it's when he whips out that sprint, it's just the best.
We know that he gets skills that are like very important to the story and his combat ability.
Right,
so
right.
it will come up. I'm sure they're probably just trying to keep it as condensed as possible in terms of characters, abilities, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And here, finishing off that huge pack of Steel Fang Lycans, he is now granted the title of Wolf Assassin, which I believe it was Wolf Slayer
Slayer.
It's so much better as Slayer. Fuck Wolf Assassin.
I agree.
Yeah, Wolf Slayer.
Feels like you're like hunting them without their knowledge versus like just taking them straight on and fucking their days up.
Slayer is just the way better way to go about it. But anyway, this title grants him a 40% bonus to all abilities against animal type monsters. So yeah, we get a title here which will last for quite a few fights, I imagine, before he gets his next one. But just, I feel like this is already just a huge buff. I mean, 40% is huge versus compared to what we've been seeing so far, just him at his base level. So anytime he's against an animal type monster, 40%, I think, is just going to go a long, long way.
Oh my God, that's huge.
Yeah, just some of the abilities and titles are just so fucking broken. I mean, I don't give a shit. It's just great content at the end of the day because it's just our boy getting strong as hell. But after he beats all the Lycans, we see his sword is completely at its limits. He has now also acquired a teleportation stone, so the option to leave does present itself. But come on. Of course, our boy is going to see things through. There's just no way he's not going to. As he continues to fight, he notices the names of the Lycan starts to change colors, and we kind of talked about this in the last episode. Wouldn't really say it was a spoiler at the time, but again, if an enemy is marked in the color of red, it's just way stronger than him. If it's orange, it's a little bit stronger. If it's white, it's an equal fair fight, essentially.
The orange is equal.
Oh, orange is equal?
Yeah, white's below.
Okay, got it. So orange, you're equivalent to white, just means you're going to mop up the floor with these things.
Yeah, to me, you guys are both white.
I'm yellow, baby.
Fair.
So he finishes up there and continues on, but he stops himself right at the top of these sets of stairs, which this moment's really cool too, because we see his perception skills start to pay off here. He senses a very strong and dangerous presence deeper within the dungeon. Just like that little touch here while we still get them, because at some point we're just going to get to the point where his stats all just fucking, they don't really do that much at any point. They're just kind of just stepping stones at some point. But here we can see kind of the actual progression of what they mean for his character. And so it's really cool seeing his perception pay off here.
It's funny, in the translation that I was reading, and we know that, you know, translation to translation, whatever website you're on might translate it in different ways. And the one I was looking at was sense instead of perception. And that just seems like so, that just seems so funny where you're leveling up your sense.
You I feel like when sense. I was reading it, I didn't notice that, but it makes so much more sense now that we like, we have D&D under our belts now. Like perception just fits so much better in the word. So
for sure.
It was definitely just a translation error.
Oh yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, Sung ain't backing down from anything. He presses onward and he's immediately attacked by the king of the swamp, the blue venom fanged Kasaka. And I'll just kind of hand it right over to you guys and just talk about the fight here. Personally, all I'll really say is just Alki can eat his words. The animation here I thought was just very good. And I know he atoned and admitted to it. So
I'm self-aware, dude. I thought it was great. I mean, shit, bro. The serpent, him fucking shit up, all of it. I don't feel like I need to dissect it much until, except the fact that, like, I used to read it and I thought it was so cool, and seeing it so far, it's been so rewarding as a reader, like seeing it come alive, you know, more than like possibly a lot of animes that I've watched but read first. And I think that's because it was such an exciting read to begin with. But whatever, man, just like his progression through the fight was really nice to watch. He's maturing very quickly, and that may have to do with the stats or whatever, but it doesn't matter. Like, there's so much at stake in the world with the S ranks and the dungeons. He needs to get quick. He needs to get rich quick. He needs to get strong, or else he's going to be left behind. He's going to be that same E rank schlub that he's been his whole life. And it's, he's not anymore.
Yeah. I think it's important that they're highlighting, and obviously it happens this way in the webtoon, but that he is thinking like he's having this emotional development and maturity, like Alki's saying, beyond just like his physical quantitative stats are going up. You know, he's evolving as a person himself, where he's having those memories of the dungeon. We talked about it in episode 2 or 3. It must have been 3, where he is, I guess maybe 2. It doesn't really matter, where he's like throwing off this idea of like, it's, you know, he just needs to be a nice person and, you know, smart and all these kind of things. He's like, no, like, I literally need to be powerful. I need to be strong. Like, I want to give the feeling that I had in the dungeon when that stone, you know, God stood up and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, we know that the journey is an enjoyable one, and he'll hopefully eventually get there, type of deal. So I just, the scene's just badass. And it's just great, again, watching people react to it who have never seen or read it before, and them just getting so hype when he just like bare hands, like they're just 2 minutes before this, it's like, oh my God, what am I gonna do about these scales? And then he just gasses himself up so much and he just crushes its neck and just kills it that way. And I watched so many people that were standing up, you know, in whatever room they were watching and just like flexing and going crazy. And it's just like, this is literally what solo leveling is all about.
That was
badass, dude.
That was kind of what I wanted to bring up too, is it's funny how at the beginning of this episode, you know, he's using his fists and then heavily relies on the sword for the lichens that he's facing. But here for this specific battle, the scales of the snake are so strong and dense that the sword doesn't even do anything, where he has to actually ditch the sword at this point, which he's already come to kind of accept a little bit. And now and that just also, again, shows the strength of how much he leveled up. I'm sure it was at least 5 levels, I believe it was, from fighting the wolves and everything.
He was getting a lot of those notifications.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, at some point I forget what rank the sword was. It might've been like a D rank sword, but at some point it just shows that his fists are now considered stronger than a D rank weapon, is how I essentially took it. And it's cool to see that. And those 5 levels, he was able to do that, surpass that weapon. So,
and I mean, it gets fucking, the drops are insane.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The dagger's sick. The venom is fucking OP as hell,
dude. Yes. Everything about the thing about him is like he is so OP. He is like he qualifies as like a hate. If you wanted to, you could hate him because he's so fucking overpowered. Yeah,
he's not like Superman. He's super.
Not only does he get drops in the dungeons, like, you know, we come to find out, he gets his own individual secret drops that he only has access to. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and then the store eventually. Cool. The store is such a broken thing too.
Oh my God. It's all so great. And so like we were kind of talking about, he's rewarded with the sweet dagger that just, it looks so cool. And it's only a C rank weapon. It's a poison weapon or just a C rank weapon. It increases your attack by 25 broken because I think his attack.
It's like 50 at this point.
Well,
45.
I think it's at the end of five, it's level, it's 50. So he's basically essentially doubling his attack just immediately by just holding this dagger. So insanity. It also caused paralysis, glitch, and drain, which I hate how they don't call it bleed. That really bothers me. Which does minus 1% HP per second, which I feel like, again, we keep talking about how his powers are just broken, but like I feel like in the webtoon, it makes more sense for it to be just minus 1 HP. I mean, rather than 1% HP, because a fight would end in 100 seconds then, essentially.
Well, I mean, their HP isn't high. I mean, his HP in episode 5 is 2,200.
I agree, and that's why I think it should have been corrected to being minus 1 HP per second, but it's specifically, the weapon's ability is specifically minus 1% HP per second.
Fair enough, yeah.
Which
is more, that's a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it could be a couple hundred HPs per second.
Now the webtoon I'm looking at, it says attacked foes lose 1% of their health every second.
Okay, I guess it was 1%, which okay, just broken. Just but I don't know what to say. It's just broken. I thought it was going to be minus 1 HP, which makes more sense to me. No. But that's fine. It's also, we'll get into it later. We'll see the effects come in. Just my one complaint is that it's called drain and not bleed, because I'm pretty sure also in the webtoon it's called bleed, and that makes way more sense.
Yeah.
And then the other item is Kasaka's venom gland, which is an A rank poison item that reduces physical damage by 20% and decreases strength by 35% in the dungeon reverse. The one thing I want to comment here too is after he beats Kasaka, Sung's kind of sitting on top of it, the corpse, and he says, you know, I guess I have gotten stronger. Just straight up Hunter x Hunter. Come on. Like, it's Kite, Pito. Like, that's just all I was thinking about when I saw that scene. So
it's a sad memory.
Yeah, yeah. But in this moment, it's really badass.
Yeah, much cooler here. Much cooler here.
But so, yes, Sung leaves the dungeon, but immediately
I forgot about this part.
Yeah, immediately comes across a dungeon break, which
I think this is
the part where the anime starts. You know, I feel like this for me is where it starts. So now we do really get to see the power and progress of Sung's leveling up. Sung sensing the boss a few blocks away. It was really badass as he walks out. You can see the surges of energy that he's aware of. Obviously no one else can see him. That's just a perception. But there's a group of E and D rank hunters that are struggling against this stone dungeon boss
golem thing.
Yeah, IRL Juhi is also in attendance, but completely shaken up still by the Cartanon temple and cannot provide any support.
Yeah,
but Sung being
don't
the
talk
goat
about support.
Yeah, Sung oh being God, the goat bro. That he is determines that man. In order for them, they're not in sync, they're all just, they're not a squad by any means, they're all just hunters that were in the area. They all got called up, so they're chemistry isn't all quite there, but Sung Jinwoo recognizes that he needs to deal with some of these defenses to help them out without causing too much of a commotion. And there's nothing better in anime than a good step up, you know, just a nice little like just foot into the ground, ready to just wind up. I feel like in anything, I think of, you know, like Hunter x Hunter and the dodgeball scenes, just
Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah, Seven Deadly Sins again. Yeah,
the
that
OG
was another
spear
one.
Throw.
It's just
Gil Thunder. That fucking scene is amazing.
And then Thunderclap and Flash. Just there's nothing better than just a one step brace yourself. Yeah. Get ready for this fucking action scene. And
he like flicks the sword in his hand.
Oh,
It's just like everything about it is literally as cool as it could have possibly been.
This anime is going to break my heart, man.
The fucking series is so great. It's because every situation, like if you would think like, what's the coolest way this could get resolved? Like, what's the coolest thing he could do right now? And most of the time it's that, or it's like way cooler than I thought it could have been.
Yeah.
It's just fucking the best.
That's the best way to describe it.
And then he fucks it up and we get him like kind of questioning like, oh, I guess it was kind of hurt. And we know that he's just a beast now, but they gave us that like forearm flex where like, we see that he's getting jacked, which obviously leads us episode 5 throws it in our face. But I love that part of the ending of this episode.
He walks off into the night just without taking any credit. Yeah. Juhi
and his
does
baby
see him
girls.
Walking off. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one comment.
We're not together. That's fine.
The one comment I'll add here too is I just love the tank of the group that was fighting, just thinking to himself, he sees the shattered sword. He's just like, God damn, that must have been some high ranked hunter that just fucking yeeted this thing. And it's just our boy. Good old E rank, weakest of all time, Sung Jin Woo.
They'll find out soon.
They'll know his name. Remember
they'll
the name.
Find out.
I love how he's like, oh, that monster must have been pretty weak. And it's like, nah, bro.
Yeah.
You handle that shit, brother. Like they couldn't do anything.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, hype episode 4. Now we're gonna keep rolling with episode 5, and what an opening!
What an episode opening. 5. We got
fan service, bro.
We got a lot of fucking ab male jacked body shots in this episode.
You know what I noticed? A lot of they were all breaking their Hippocrates oath. Okay,
yes,
as damn nurses.
That's what happens when you got a bad boy in the hospital like Sung Jin Woo, baby.
God damn, bro.
They all wanted to meet the Woo.
Oh, I love it.
Real woo.
But yeah, opening scene is just him showing off his body and all the nurses just completely drooling over him. So not much more to talk about.
That was, she asked for his number too, which was a power move, I thought.
Oh, again, yeah.
Probably against the Hippocratic Oath.
She broke the oath.
But again, he has this, doesn't really understand the attention. He's like, oh, maybe they'll send me some test results. Not realizing that he's like some jacked attractive man now. His face shape is different in the anime. His voice is fucking deeper. Like it's
he looks handsome, man.
I was curious to see how people would react because it's a really drastic change. But people I think are just mostly excited about it. It's like, oh my god, okay, he's like leveling up, he's getting stronger, so like it works.
Literally my comment is just he's looking more like an MC finally.
Yeah, that's fair.
Really quickly, we're just going to talk about, again, apologies for butchering all the names on the show, but Bak Yoon-ho appears on the news. Just really cool, introduced as one of the 7 S-rank hunters in the country. This is just the kind of lore that just gets me really hype when reading this. It's so simple, yet just so amped, just makes me amped, you know? It gives us something to look forward to. I think we know...
It's good to build the world out.
Can we confirm how many we know right now?
S rank on
the guy that was in the first episode, was he not? So
we know 3 at this point. It's
okay, that's what I was gonna say.
The Choi, the redhead guy of the Hunter's Guild, and then obviously Cha, baby girl.
Cha.
Super Bay. Jesus Christ. One difference must have been they gave you a quick shot of like the magazine with the S ranks. That must have not been in it, right?
Yes.
That wasn't in. And also like this interview isn't in.
You're right. I had figured that whole part wasn't in it.
But again, we talked about it episode 1, that it's technically a light novel adaptation. So
well,
some small differences could be because of that.
I have my headcanon is about that. Who cares? Because the webtoon is money, bro. But hey, but it doesn't, regardless, like whether it's light novel canon or not, I like the little fluff so far. I was questioning it in the beginning, but so far it's like, bro, you can't have page by page, frame by frame. You know, you need to make it flow. And I think they've been doing a good job.
And it's important to introduce us to these characters and I think reinforce it because there'll be characters in the future and it'll be, oh, I remember him because of XYZ scenes. It's not just some random new person. So
exactly. And with this manga or manhwa, the name remembering is extra difficult for me. So maybe this will be better.
Definitely. The other comment I have here is that he used to be a firefighter, which is, it's always just cool getting just reminders that these gods in our eyes used to be kind of humans as well.
Just randomly bestowed powers.
Exactly. But yeah, just more emphasis here with just what the solo leveling readers have been looking for. Just the glow up. The sister sees Sung Jin Woo, comments on his height. He's more muscular. Just the haircut, all of it. Our baby boy is growing up. He is currently, I'll try and be better about this for each episode, just kind of keeping up at what level he is. So right now we get a quick flash. He's level 18. Talking about how he has some reserve stats from his last fight that he can invest into certain different points. And
that is from the grinding, right?
Yeah, it's from.
So yeah. He must have went up like 12 levels.
At least.
Yeah. Well, what did he go in as?
Actually, no, those might have been from, it might have been a combination, because they should, I don't know if they automatically distribute the plus one when he levels up.
Yeah, they do. The remaining points were, that was 4 days of daily training rewards right there.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay. And he just talks about each of the individual stats, strength, intelligence, yada, yada, yada. He ends up putting all of the points, most of them into strength, which is now at 50. I'm not going to talk too much about the specifics of the stats, but strength's at 50. He puts some into agility and perception. Meanwhile, intelligence and vitality are kind of lagging behind, I guess, if you want to call it.
He talks about
the importance of them, but I think just for his character and just for who he is, he just prefers strength and agility. So that's why most of the points went there. While in the hospital, recovering and clearing dungeons, Sung has fallen behind on his rent. And now he's got to go back into the real world, but we've got some problems with him just hopping right into dungeons. So problem number one is, well, the first option that he lays out for himself is that if he wants to do higher ranked dungeons, he should get himself reappraised. But the issue with that is that other hunters, reporters, media, yada, yada, will go crazy at the fact that Sung Jin Woo is a hunter that is capable of getting stronger. We've kind of been emphasizing the fact that once you're a hunter and ranked, you don't get stronger. You might, in the smallest of ways, get stronger, but it's not like Sung Jin Woo to this a point where you just exponentially get stronger. So just a reminder,
like,
here.
Become better at fighting and like level up your gear.
You can improve your technique, level up your gear, but yourself is not going to get stronger.
Yeah, your power is the same.
I was thinking about that. Like, what? You can't lift weights and get stronger?
Like, that's the kind of stuff that, like, I'm talking about. Like, I'm sure you might be able to get a little stronger. But, again, what is...
Yeah, like, your max output there's a ceiling and you cannot surpass it.
Yeah, like, you're not going to... Like, whatever your hunter rating is, like, when they do the reading on him and it comes back 10, I don't think you could increase that any.
Like, if you're going to tell me my cap limit on benching is 500 pounds, I think I'm pretty happy with that, you know? Like,
no, it's true. Like, when he mentions, he's like, oh, maybe I'm going to be like a bodybuilder. And I thought about it. Like, he's carrying those bags. It's obviously easy for him because he's like a literal walking G. But if he were before and he just started hitting the gym, like, that's not a crazy amount. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I see.
Anyway, I'm just... I'm just thinking out loud.
Mm-hmm. What eventually he decides is that he sees this, I guess, this opening for a squad that's attempting to do a dungeon that just needs extra bodies. They don't have enough. The minimum requirement is 8. Their group only has 6. So I think Sung is needed for their group. And he just acts as a bag carrier. But anyway, the leader of this squad that hires him is Hwang Dong-suk, and it's
like
funny.
A bastard.
Yeah, bastard one, but it's also just funny here, again, that Sung Jin-woo just recognized for being the weakest of all time. Just that fame will never leave him so soon. No, it won't leave him so soon.
It does fuel him a little bit, though. We saw at the end of last episode where he's like, you know, he thinks about the title itself and it fuels him a little bit. So,
mm-hmm. There are 4 C ranks, 2 sub D ranks, and no healers, which Sung off the rip finds to be crazy and risky and a little bit weird. And then we get our final party member. Enter Yu Jin-ho, 21-year-old D rank hunter, just wearing some insanely flashy armor that kind of just shows off his wealth and where he comes from a little bit. So
absolute legend in the game.
Yeah. For the audience, definitely get cozy. Remember this guy's name. You're gonna want to remember it.
Well, it's funny too, because we have Sung Jin-woo, then we have his sister's Jin Ah, and now we have Jin Ho.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that makes it easier or harder to remember.
Oh no,
who they are.
Absolutely way more difficult. And like Jin-woo isn't even like the girl's name isn't even too far off from this either. The crush. So just even more confusing for us. But the party
random little fun thing is maybe not fun, but difference is in the manhwa, it's 10 people to a party. And in this, it's 8. Just thought that was an interesting change. Maybe it just makes it easier. They have to draw less people. It's less confusing type of deal. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting.
And realistically, when has it ever mattered the difference between having 8 and 10 members? I feel like it's either they're clearing out the dungeon or they're getting fucked on, basically.
Don't think anyone caught any of these guys' names anyway, really.
Yeah,
so.
I don't think they even provided.
Really
it wasn't worth the time to
even
get
it doesn't
them.
Matter.
But yeah, the party approaches the gate and they make a small comment that the gate size is actually pretty big, but the association has confirmed it to be a C rank. What determines the rank of a dungeon is the level of magic that emits from it. So even if there could be a large gate, but as long as it's producing a small amount of magic, it can be classified as a lower rank gate. So essentially what I'm saying is don't judge a gate by its cover. Large gates can be weaker, small gates can be stronger. It's just all dependent on the magical output. That's really all you really need to know.
Bunch of goblins waddling around in there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And they even make it, they take it a little bit farther later on with Jin-woo kind of learning a little bit about dungeons, saying that, okay, a dungeon could be, you know, really big and have a few monsters in it, but it's still going to produce a large amount of magic because the dungeon itself is so big. But either way, they enter and immediately they are not presented with any lights, which appears to be not so typical in dungeons. We learn a little bit about glowstones. I'm not really going to talk about them. That's pretty self-explanatory. But they come across 3 different pathways and they still haven't really been faced with any monsters yet. But Sung taking on the responsibilities of this squad all to himself.
The perception.
Perception's so cool. Point.
Me and Sung Jin-woo, bro. We come from the same cloth, dude.
Yeah, that intuition.
Intuition, bro.
Intuition, baby.
Same cloth, him and I.
He senses the monsters from above, and they are kind of anticlimactic that they're ants again, but they are. Well, I guess they're ants.
They
look
like
fleas.
Bugs.
Almost. Yeah, they're insects of some sort.
And it leads into a good discovery at the end.
Yeah,
we see their teamwork and he's kind of like, okay, this is why they don't have a hunter. I mean, rather a healer. They work really well together. Jin-ho's putting a little work in. I love that wink. He kills the one and he winks at Sung Jin-woo. He's like, I got you, baby. And Sung is just like, okay. Look how he says to you, he's like, it's frustrating because he still has to keep on this guise of the title of World's Weakest Hunter. When they show us, he literally kicks one with his heel just nonchalantly and just
that he didn't even see.
Yeah, so it's just... he wants to put that work in, but he needs to keep his cover. So.
This is when I remember, like, I literally remember reading and being like, yo, this guy's going to fuck shit up. And I'm literally relishing in this.
Yeah, except for the fact that they didn't give us it. They're making us wait another week.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to get it, bro. They're going to give it.
I honestly really like this little montage of a fight scene here. I thought the animation, too, of the mage doing the countdown for his magic attack was actually pretty badass. Looked really good, even though the mage himself, I think, was only C rank. So still making the weaker characters of the world look pretty badass in these scenes. Sung is still feeling something off about just the group, the dungeon in general. The group notices that some of the ants have been hurt by something that was not a part of their group, implying that there might be something stronger later down the line. The group presses on and they stumble across a room filled to the brim with mana crystals. But they are guarded by a currently sleeping spider that's hanging above the room. One of the members mentions really briefly about brings up Huang's brother. So we'll put a pin in that conversation for the time being about Huang's brother. Huang kind of just brushes it off. He doesn't really hear it anyway, but one of the other group members kind of shushes the guy that mentions the brother. So we know Huang has probably a hatred for his brother that we've been hearing about right now.
They go into it in the webtoon, the manhwa, which I thought, it's interesting. They're kind of playing those cards tighter to the chest here.
So yeah, don't they give like a little bit
next episode? But yeah, we get to see him kind of his
in
back
his shadow. And, yes,
yeah, all that kind of stuff. So I think that'll just happen next episode.
Okay, that's what I remember watching this, and I was like, they kind of just brushed it over, and I was like, oh, are we not getting that right now? But
they
give
like all of the details from the get.
That's
he's
what
like
I thought.
Sitting there
yeah.
muttering to himself like all of the details of his life about like all of these transgressions, and I was like, oh my god, okay, I forgot they just were out with it.
Yeah, and then this is where things start to turn sour. Dong-suk is mentioning how they will split the mana crystals seven ways, but attorney Jin-ho says that because the items weren't dropped by monsters, it should technically be split eight ways to include Song Jin-woo, and the tension begins. We get a quick glance of Huang not being so pleased, but then brushes it off and puts on this act of, oh, don't worry, yeah, of course, we'll split it eight ways. They plan to mine the crystals before the spider can awake, but coincidentally, of course, the person in charge of the mining equipment left it at the beginning of the dungeon or outside of the dungeon, whatever, and everyone besides Song Jin-woo and Jin-ho need to head back and grab it while these two kind of just man the fort and watch to make sure nothing happens.
It's a shame. Jin Ho is such a good guy.
Yeah, the true colors are revealed as Huang tells his group members to seal off the exit for Song, and that leads to an explosion that crumbles the exit, and the dungeon boss now awakens.
That wouldn't have happened to you guys because you would have followed him out there for the smoke, right?
Nice, bro.
Yeah, probably. I needed the break.
Yeah, I just felt bad that Jin-ho was like, oh man, this is my fault. Like, if I didn't bring up the contract and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And Song Jin-woo knows. He's like, nah, these guys are the lizards.
I mean, yeah, the moment he laid eyes on the group and didn't see a healer, there was something going on.
Yeah, and this is another example of like a very small change, again, in this condensement argument. Because in the webtoon, it's a different character that gives him the talk on like some groups do this. They hide behind the fact that dungeons are like have high casualty levels.
It's not Mr. Kim.
No, it's not. It's a different guy. So just like a different.
That's what I was kind of remembering that too. I feel like I remember the lizard tail thing. I definitely remember that.
Literally no difference. It's just easier for us now that we're kind of seeing Mr. Sung as kind of a mentor character consistently in these flashbacks versus it being some other guy that we just don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
So smart decision.
Oh my God.
The fucking cliffhanger.
These next just bad. Everything here till the finale is just absolute fire. I'm not ready for this to only be 12 episodes. Like
it's so crazy.
Yeah. One of the YouTube comments we got, Kyle, do you have the name by any chance?
I have it up. Give me 1 second because I meant to reference it. DarkRen88.
Yeah, shout out to DarkRen. Kind of did some behind the scenes quick maths.
Yes.
And determined that he figured out essentially where the season will end, which coming from a reader as well is super hype. I think the season finale is going to be incredible. It's going to be an amazing end. Again, just it's going to be a fat cliffhanger for. Yeah. I think by the season finale, I think there's going to be the number of readers almost doubled at that point.
Yeah, we're still on this four chapters an episode pace, basically. So this is kind of the end of this is like episode at the end of chapter 20-ish, and then the fight starts really in earnest 21 and on. So we'll get to What is 12 times 4? 48. So we'll get around chapter 50. I'm curious to actually look more into exactly what that is. Darkrend just talked about it a little bit, but not obviously a spoiler conversation we're going to have right now. But yeah, it's just crazy. But it does kind of break up. I look, there's 200 chapters. So that four seasons. Although it feels like the later chapters are way more jam-packed.
Mm-hmm.
Like four chapters an episode later on feels like an insane pace.
But they could up the number of episodes in a season too. I feel like animes are doing that now where it's not just the consistent either 12 or 24. It's some combination of the two.
And hopefully this is just an insane success, popular, and maybe they get more budget and more episodes. We'll see.
Demon Slayer does this funny thing where like they name the seasons just by the arc. And now
what's funny though, it's not even
That's not where I'm going with this season.
Yeah, they name their seasons, but some of the seasons
are one.
Yeah, exactly. It's so weird.
So I don't know. Well, shit. Like if Solo Leveling gets the clout that Demon Slayer does, like they could do whatever.
I mean,
seeing, might get there. Seeing it be so good already and knowing that we're only like we're already halfway through, it sucks, bro.
Oh, absolutely.
It sucks, bro.
There is actually one last scene. If we even want to talk about it, we can. It was just Bach, the S rank hunter, doing some training in his at his guild's gym. I don't know if we want to comment on that.
It's a baller.
You want to talk about the fan service? That nice little like under like that perspective shot from like his knees looking up into his eight pack, his fucking V taper. I was like, all right, okay.
Again, anything that we've really seen about the S rank hunters on screen is pretty much all new information for us too. It's a cool display of power, but at the same time, it's like the hype of waiting to finally see an S rank hunter in action is now a little bit less.
We saw them fucking three seconds into the show. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yes, but like, I don't know.
Way more scenes.
I want them to fight. Yeah, I know. I'm nitpicking at this point.
It's just like a random little warm up. He blows that block up, and he's like, "Okay, this is the warm up before the warm up."
I am absolutely nitpicking this show because I will never complain about anything ever. So I have to.
I'll complain about the fucking cliffhanger, dude. He steps right up to the spider, and Jin Ho's like, "You know, get behind me," and he's like, "Nah, I'll take it. I'll kill it."
I'm just gonna.
Then the fucking credit scene comes, and that's like my new least favorite thing to see on my screen.
Yeah, is there fucking credit? I completely agree.
Is that like blue computer looking like screen? I just hate it.
All right, let's do a quick couple minute spoiler filled portion of the episode. So we'll give a couple seconds here for anyone that doesn't want any spoilers going forward to please leave the room now. But otherwise.
Aggressive.
The main thing I kind of just want to talk about here is, I guess, what we're coming to expect here in these final episodes that we're approaching. So we get
final episodes. There's still half a season.
I mean, no, half a season, but six episodes. That's gonna fly by, man. That's really gonna fly by. But
what is it? 12? Is it 12?
Yeah, it's 12.
Okay, so we got
the next episode. Seven. We're gonna get the fight against the spider. What happens to Huang's group? Does he just straight up fucking kill every single one of them?
That's my memory, but
the spider does?
No. The group, like, what are the orders of operations? Like, I think Sung kills the spider. They come in and they're like, holy shit, like, they actually won. But, like, I can't remember if Sung Jinwoo is. Oh, the system, baby. The system's like, seven enemies are all emitting bloodlust. In order to complete this quest, you need to kill them all or some shit like that. And so he does need to. So we get that. And then we're going to get the new ability after that with stealth when he fights the other. So we get that. So this fight against the spider is the big one. Then we get the stealth guy. And then we get Egress, basically, I think. I think that's how we're.
Yeah, looking into what like chapter like 48, 50 area-ish. It's the Red Gate, so it's like the start of that. So we might stop like right before that, and that would be like the start of season two, which would be crazy.
I hope the guy on YouTube is right. I want to get to the point of Arise. I want that. I think I totally see that being the finale. I can't not.
Yeah, that's going to fucking piss me off.
Oh, it's going to, that's what I'm saying. That's like the amount of readers, piss me off. The amount of readers is going to instantly just double. Like, I don't think everyone's just going to immediately go to reading this once the season finale comes.
Dude, I think that, like, seriously, I know I'm really hyped right now and excited, but this has some crazy potential right now, man.
It's, oh, yeah.
I think that if it ends on that note, I'm going to be disappointed because I want to see it come to life. Mm-hmm. But like you said, Dave, it will bring so much audience to the story. And
people are going to be like, dude, if you haven't watched this, fucking watch this. I'm exactly. Like, they're going to be like, I've went from watching to reading all this shit. My question exactly. is, I guess, are they going to, they won't show us his class, right? Like that'll be part of the cliffhanger
too. No, that happens like way down. I feel like that happens way along the lines.
No, but he has to have the class in order to say the command, does he not?
I don't remember that, bro.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, Egress, like the Egress Arise thing is the same thing. Is it not?
Like what happens is he fights Egress and wins, and he is so beat up, and then the dungeon that he's in immediately is like, okay, we're now going to test your abilities now that you beat Egress. Okay, so you're right, he beats Egress and they're like, all right, we're going to test you. Eventually what happens is like all those stone dummies come in and he has to just fight them until he's basically done fighting. He's about to die. He gets teleported, because remember how at the beginning, we didn't mention this, but at the beginning of them going into this dungeon, Sung is presenting the options for rewards for completing his daily quest, but he doesn't accept them. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those situations where he, you know, accepts it, rejuvenates, and then he gets. So you're right. So the Necromancer class might be.
Yeah. And that's what the one thing.
Oh, you meant class. I thought you meant like S class.
No. Sorry. Yeah. I meant like the Necromancer. Oh. Like, do you think it's going to say Necromancer at the end of the titles, or do you think it's just going to be part of the cliffhanger? We'll like, you think they're going to announce it?
Dude,
I feel like they're not going to give it to us. I feel like it's just going
to
be like,
they have to give it to us to give us something.
Yeah, all
to
that's
anticipate.
Like, it's all right. Like right. It's kind of like a package deal. It feels like.
Like he'll get announced Necromancer, and then he'll say Arise, and then cut to black.
Boom,
basically,
hand over.
That's like earlier than chapter 48.
Is it?
Which is like, yeah, chapter 48 is like, that all happens after the Red Gate. I mean, I'm sorry, before the Red Gate stuff, does it not?
We like, have to study.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you're saying.
Because he gets Tank in the Red Gate, which
that's
naturally happens
ask,
after
okay.
Egress. Yeah.
So, if we at least get one episode of him as a fucking necromancer, I'll.
Yeah, that has to happen.
Oh, I
maybe
hope
then
so.
It'll
chapter 48
it'll
is like
before
they're
the
in,
Red Gate.
Yeah, they
end,
go.
It'll end like at the Red Gate.
Yeah, like they'll go in and they get a lock and they'll be like, oh, this is a Red Gate type of deal. Because then that's when Dongsuk's brother comes back. So, like, maybe we show him and we get that connection to this episode and then the season ends and it's like, oh, okay.
All right. That's a good middle ground. I'll accept that. It's not as bad of a cliffhanger. Yeah, it's not as bad of a cliffhanger.
It's going to be a nasty cliffhanger no matter what.
Oh, when we get Huang's brother, bro, he's just like, I'm going to fucking kill Song Jin-woo and stuff.
It's going to be nasty no matter what. I mean, just think of how we felt at the end of this episode when it's just this spider. And it's like, oh my God, I want to die. When is it Saturday again? So when is it? You know, we're going to wait how long until season two? But we'll worry about that. We'll worry about that when we get there.
All righty. Any final comments, guys?
No. Can't wait for Saturday.
Yep, cannot wait for Saturday. All right. Now that we have the new look, Sung Jin-woo, the series is just only picking up. We are officially past the backstory, and we are now into the thick of it.
Yeah, we need him with that low taper fade. We need that new haircut.
You know what's annoying? I've been getting a low taper fade since I was like fucking 22 years old, and now everybody, it's like a thing.
Travis Kelce did it first, bro.
You've been getting the Kelce since then?
I'm literally... I preceded Kelce. Okay.
All right. Next.
That will be it for today's episode coverage of Solo Leveling. If you like what you heard, give Bingetown TV a follow on all of our socials at Bingetown TV on X, Insta, YouTube, the works. Be sure to join our Discord and chat with us about anything that you are currently watching or anything that we've covered on the podcast. If you have some insights for us, definitely hit us with those in Discord or in the comments section. Lastly, for all of our podcast catalog, check out bingetowntv.com. It has everything that we've ever recorded, all 500 plus episodes, in a nice organized fashion by show. So if you, rather than scrolling through Apple Podcasts, going all the way back, you can just check out our website and it'll give you a nice organized catalog there. And if I didn't say it enough, once again, we are Bingetown TV, and thank you for listening.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.